Well, good morning. Hello? Been kind of cool and drippy the last couple of days. Friday was a gorgeous day. Luckily, I had that day off. So that was just a good day. Donna has Fridays off too, so that's even better. But today is just kind of drippy and quiet, and seems like everybody here seems a little drippy and quiet. So let's get it a little bit this morning. Don't need to be so quiet. Got a couple of things. First, it's a joke, it's funny, but it's true, and it goes not just for school, but it also goes for church. I just want to share this one for you. This child comes home from his first day at school. His mother asks, "What did you learn today?" Kid replies, "Not enough. They want me to come back tomorrow." So, that's definitely appropriate. Not enough. They want me to keep coming back. And we always want people to keep coming back. Okay. Okay. I couldn't see you, understand? This wall. Live mic. We're going to continue on in our study of 1 Corinthians. Now remember, Paul is dealing with problems that the Corinthian church is having. He's addressing their issues. They've written letters to him saying, we got people doing this, we got people doing that. What should we do with this problem? What do we do with that problem? He comes back and he lets them have it. A lot of the places, Paul isn't very gentle. But that's because the church is kind of messed up. Now here in this next passage, we start moving more into the areas of spiritual gifts and some theology, but it has to do with the fact that the church there in Corinth isn't doing it right. The problem is that the church somehow has gotten some different ideas about spiritual gifts here in this first part. So Paul's trying to correct them. So with that in mind, let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We'll read verses 1 through 11. So now about spiritual gifts, brothers. I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus is cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of service, same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of that same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit. just as He determines. Let's pray. Father God, we come before You and we thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You that we don't have to guess what Your will is. You've told us. Now, Lord, to hear it in a heart and a mind to understand it and receive it. Lord, I pray for Your anointing to be upon me as I come and preach this morning, that You would indeed speak through me. Lord, use even my failings to bring home the message of Your Spirit, the message of Your Word. Father, I pray that each person here know that they heard from You this morning. Not from me, but Lord, might You speak to them, each one, as only You can. We come before You. We seek Your face. We seek Your will for our lives. In this time, in Jesus' name. Do I need to switch mics, Mike? Give that a shot. Something in between our receiver. Okay. The priest said to the poor farmer, or the pastor, if you had a horse, would you give it to the Lord? Yes. If you had a cow, absolutely. And a goat, sure. A pig? Now that's not fair, protested the farmer. You know I have a pig. Sometimes that's our attitude towards God. God, ask me for anything that You know that I know I can't do, or I know that I don't have. Give me all Your horses. Well, I don't have any horses, so okay, Lord, You got them all. Well, ask me to use my gifts for You. Well, I don't have all the gifts, but I do have some of them. And the Lord does ask each of us to use our gifts. But sometimes we have a problem recognizing what are gifts from God and what aren't. Where is it? But Paul is pretty specific here. He comes forward and he says, you know, nobody who's walking around saying Jesus is cursed, they're not from God. They're not being led of the Holy Spirit. The people who live that, preach that, teach that, that's not of the Holy Spirit. That's not of God. And those who do come forward and say, Jesus is Lord, and aren't just mouthing the words, but they're living that. They're experiencing that. They're teaching it, preaching it. They're saying, Jesus is Lord. He is my Lord. Anybody who is doing that, well, that is of the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul, again, he doesn't throw a lot of punches. He's saying, now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. I've always found that to be a word that that gets under my skin. I don't like to be called ignorant. I don't know about you. Now, I know ignorance can be cured. but it's still one that ruffles my feathers. Because if I get the information, if I learn the lesson, I'm no longer ignorant. And that's what Paul is trying to do here. He's saying, Corinth, church, everything's not what you think it is. You're ignorant. You are divisive. You're prejudiced. You think that people who aren't like you aren't of God. See, that's the problem that's being dealt with here, is there's different gifts. And some of them are thinking that some gifts are better than other gifts, and that some gifts aren't from God. And one of the main problems with Corinth is this division into cliques, where we're the wealthy and we're the important people, and we do over here and this and that. Well, we get the same thing with the spiritual gifts. We don't do that gift over here. If you want that gift, you go down to the other church. Because this is the church of God. That's the gist of what Paul's talking about here and what was going on in the church in Corinth. You see, we are usually more comfortable around people who are like us. It's very difficult for us to deal with people who aren't like us. It takes a little more work to deal with people who are different. I mean, we tend to group according to those things. Beliefs, faith, looks, dress. You know, go out west, everybody wears a cowboy hat and boots. Why? That's it. Go to some place, go to a biker bar. What are you going to see? You're going to see guys wearing leather and biking boots. And they're all going to talk alike. They're going to talk motorcycles. Going to the church, what are you going to see? Unfortunately, you're going to see the most divided hours of the week for our nation, that we all gather in separate groups. That's one of the reasons why I like what we do with Heart of the City, is we invite a lot of groups here and we get a nice meld group. I would really love for this church to more represent the makeup of Brooklyn Center, that we just didn't have, well, let's face it, just us that are here. We all pretty much look alike. We all speak English as our first language. Pretty sure. Oh, I was going to pick on Marge, but I don't see, she's not here today. I was going to say, she doesn't speak English as her first language, but she's actually from there. She's got that weird accent. So we have the church divided up, and that's the problem that's going on. People are saying, we don't think that gift is from God. Paul's saying, if they're coming forward and saying Jesus is Lord, their gift is from God. Even if it's one that makes you uncomfortable. Now we, here in the Christian Missionary Alliance, our denomination, how many of you knew that Christian Missionary Alliance was indeed our denomination? Some of us. We believe that all the gifts are available for the church yet today. That there wasn't some time when the gifts of the Spirit were there and now they're not anymore. But you'll find as you go from church to church within the alliance that acceptance of the gifts varies from place to place. Some are more Pentecostal in their view of the gifts and their experience of the gifts. Some are there's no real expression of the gifts at all. We have the entire segment. I hope somewhere in the middle. Not that the middle is always the best, but that's kind of where I think we are. I don't know if there's a better place there. Point is, hopefully, we here are accepting and using all the gifts in an orderly fashion according to the way that we're directed to do so. But yet all of them, and we're not excluding them. That's our desire. You see, each manifestation of the gift is given to an individual for the common good. Okay? So the gifts God gave you aren't for you. They're for us. They're for the benefit of the whole church. They're even for the benefit of those who don't belong to the church as signs of God's love and examples of how God's grace can work in people. God's Holy Spirit manifests different ways. It's called a manifestation of the gift. It's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. What's that mean? It means the Holy Spirit popping up saying, "Hello!" Okay, sounds silly, but that's what it is. It's the Holy Spirit saying, "Here I am. This is how I'm going to show that I am in your life by giving you a special gift in this particular area." And the fact of the matter is that each and every Christian, every person who's received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior has received the Holy Spirit. And doing so, God then selects a gift or a gift mix for that person. Everybody gets at least one, minimum. Some get more. Some get gifts that are little. Some get gifts that are big. But each gift is individually selected by God for the individual. See, God didn't create us with cookie cutters. Why, we may all look alike, we all look different. Nui and I are twins. He's about this tall. What are we twins? Well, we're brothers in Christ. That's all. But he's mom. But we look alike. Well, no, we don't. But we do. See, God, the Holy Spirit, when you look at either one of us, hopefully you can see God working in us. Hopefully. I know you can in him. I'm hoping for me. And the Holy Spirit's in each one of you. And the Holy Spirit works out in your life through your gifts. What are your gifts? Paul goes through a whole list. Now, that's not an exhaustive list. That's not... If your gift isn't on that list, doesn't mean that you're not gifted. But it is an extensive list, and it's one that goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. We're given messages of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracle, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these things. They're all gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we shouldn't be saying that one set of gifts or one gift is better than the other, because they're all for the whole body. We don't have to look down on or exclude different gifts. If we were to say that you can have the gift of faith, you can have the gift of giving, we're okay with those gifts. But you may not have the gift of a word of knowledge. You may not have the gift of prophecy. We'd be cutting off our own right arm. Tie an arm behind our back. We'd be hurting ourselves. We'd be denying the blessing that God has for the body. We're not supposed to, because it's for our benefit. Now, who do you think knows what we need better, God or us? Just off the top of our head. Anybody? God, maybe? Yeah. He does. He knows what we need more than we do. You know, we go and we ask for stuff, but God gives us what we need. Sometimes He gives us what we want to, but primarily, what He does is He gives us what we need. Sometimes He doesn't give me what I need, but He gives me what you need. And sometimes He doesn't give you what you need, but He gives you what I need. It's our job to share with each other the gifts. Well, it's not fair to ask me to use that, because you know I have that one. Don't ask for my pig. You know I got one of those. See, God individually gifted us for what He feels is best, for the benefit of the body as a whole. So anybody who we see who is walking around saying, Jesus is Lord, and they're not doing it as a form of deception. I mean, really, they're saying, Jesus is Lord. This is the word that they're teaching. You can only do that by having the Holy Spirit. And that's a brother or sister in Christ. It's not somebody who we say, we don't have anything to do with those people. See, that's what part of what's going on in Corinth. We need to receive whatever it is, gifts that God gives us. Those whom God brings to us, those who God brings into our circle, those brothers and sisters in Christ whom are in different churches, they're preaching Jesus is Lord and Savior. They're a benefit. That's what Paul's saying here. We're not supposed to be trying to say, okay, all those of you who have the spirit of knowledge, please go and join that church over there. And those of you who have the gift of singing in tongues, we're going to put you over here and divide up by these. It's supposed to be a mix for the whole body. And it will vary. But the important thing with these gifts, which we're going to see when we look later, is when we've been given them, use them. And when somebody else is sharing their gifts with you, recognize where it came from. This is coming from God for your benefit. Don't exclude it, but receive it. See, the body of Christ is just that, the body. It's not the bodies of Christ. Singular. We are to be one together. Okay. I just want to conclude here. Now, about the gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You were influenced and led astray. And all these are the work of one and the same Spirit. And He gives them to one just as He determines. Let's not be led astray by the world, but instead might we seek and follow the Holy Spirit as God has gifted, as He has determined, and He knows what's best. We need to have faith in Him and follow Him and do what it is He is directing us to do. Use what He has given us to use. Receive the gifts from those body. For they're for our benefit. Let's pray. Father, we do thank You for Your word. Lord, we thank You that You didn't just cookie cutter us when You created us, but You made each one of us an individual, and as You gifted each one of us, Lord, You individually selected the gifts that were best for each of us, that were best for the place and the plan that You would have each of us play a part of. Father God, help us to recognize Your gifts, to use Your gifts, and to receive the blessing from Your gifts that You have from all those around us. Lord, might we recognize that those who say Jesus is Lord say so by Your Holy Spirit. And might we receive them as part of the body of Christ and not seek to exclude one another. Lord, might we have unity within the body. Might we celebrate and use these gifts that You've given us for the honor and glory of Your namesake and for the blessing of the body. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.